Given the current davening says we might cut enough chavzan, begin the malafa, begin tezmas, begin the gemara, miyochel might be iskoy. If you can diminish the his work, then you might he should diminish it. Now, Pesach B'Kunt Rashi explains it means mischayase, it means regarding his business. Now, says Taisa Benir, it seemed to be double avid kamer. We're talking about regarding something that would be a loss, where we're saying that if he cannot diminish it, okay, then he can do it together with his group, the business, because by davar that's not a loss. Then even the chabur would be forbidden. Chen Pishl El, so to explain previously in the Chambezim and Avgav Al Kol Mesim Pulan, that regarding if someone's mourning regarding all other relatives, that the loch is Ratza Mamayit Beiska. If he wants to diminish his work, Ratza. Ain't Mamayit. If he wants to, doesn't have to diminish. Where there's also Toma by a davar Avid, but that's where you could have that if a person cannot be Mamayit, then he could do some type of a work. But Gamadab Pirshal also did Rav, he also previously explained that Badaba Avid, yeah, when this is a source of loss, then you can do it discreetly in one's house. Now, near the Purusha, it seems, according to his commentary, that the Hachamayba Avid Imay, that here we're talking about someone's mourning on his father and his mother, and really, therefore, a person should totally diminish his work. But Mishum Dahalik, but Dada, since he's going on the road, he tearily Shaykalgimon. So then he permitted him to be involved with the rest of his group if he cannot diminish the amount of work. Because the Mishamis regarding other relatives, as we said previously, if you don't want to diminish at all, you don't have to. So what are we saying has to be with a chabura? Obviously it's for one's parents. Now, and if we are talking about over here actually by other dead relatives, you actually have to say the opposite. That the laws of a mourner who's going on the road is more stringent than the mourner who's in his house. Because we said, Shar Mesim, you're in the house. If you don't want to be Maitlis Chah, you don't have to. But, Hoylich Baderach, if you're going in the road, Ve'inin Agavelis Kolkach. And when you're journeying, you're not really so mourning so much, or Mesnacham Yaiser, and you're more consoled because of the journey, you're not sitting and just submerged in your pain. Oh, then Osla Habis Biska. Then he's forbidden to increase the amount of work that he's doing. Yaisim Yaiser, Yesh Bebeis, Ve'in Mesnacham, more than the one who's just sitting at home and is not being consoled. And therefore, you're right, although a mourner for other Mesons does not have to diminish his amount of work, but when he's going, when he's traveling, then he actually has to diminish his chayim because he's not so submerged in his mourning. Now, but Rabbi Yisrael Pirish, he explains that the hacha, here where it says he might be iskai, it means liknes tzarchis suda. It doesn't mean business. It means he has to diminish the amount of buying provisions for his meals. And lafisha, l'chbededech, now since he's traveling on the road, so rug liknes tzarchis suda, it's normal that a person would be buying stuff for his meals, more than when he's home, because when he's home, he has people buying for him. You could also find a lot of food that you have in your house. So therefore, he wouldn't have to go out and buy. But the one who's traveling, therefore we said that, okay, that he should diminish the amount of how much he's buying because of his mourning. And actually, that's why we picked if he's traveling on the road. Because specifically over there, that he would buy more than what he would need at home. So therefore, there were guys that he should diminish how much he's buying because of his money. Now, Mash Pesh Bukundras, Nesta Rashi explains the Iri. They were talking about Kesha Amulay al Mrs. Kareva Kshayba death, that they told him regarding the death of his relatives when he was traveling on the road. That's when he heard about it. Says Tais Leidana, I don't know, Iboy Lamema. If he's coming to say, because the Ayurveda Melech Scharasa, because Toma, where he's transporting his merchandise, Mimakam and Malkam, because the Rashi explained what Toma regarding business, and we're telling him, and if what Rashi means to say is, the Shema Shari Lili Dede Limkas Scharasa, maybe, yeah, him, we permit him to sell his merchandise, the Kivin Ha'ilach Ha'isikvar, since he was ready in the middle of transport. And he was engaged, and he wasn't negligent in transporting. He didn't know to stay home that he could just protect it, because he only found it on the journey. Is that why Rashi says, oh, Yishama Kondas with some alignment? Maybe Rashi means to say, because we have previously said, never going to be in the house, trying to Indians and Pesach. Basically, the first week, I'll leave your house. So Rashi was bothered. How could this guy be going during Shiva and transporting? Obviously, he only heard about it when he was ready to travel. Which Tais says, but there's a in the kasha. That's not a difficulty to have to tell you that he heard about it on the journey, because the Avi Pesach Indians and Pesach Basic here, although he's not going to leave the entry of his house when he's in the city, but the Gemara said previously, enough to Zvam Basic, Yotzla Derech, if he was on the journey, and the Gersa is not really the words of Chelitz of Nefes Air, but in other words, he could wear shoes when he's out of the city, but Amma Mutalatsis. So obviously we see that you are allowed to leave, and therefore why would you have to say that he only heard about on the journey, which tells the Beshema, but maybe Davka Bedaba Abimantel Tzedah. Maybe, even though, yeah, we see that he's allowed to leave because of the fact that we say when he's on the roads, and not in the city, he can wear shoes, but maybe that's only for Dava Ovid, and therefore Rashi wanted to tell us that he heard about it after he's ready on the journey, that even if it's not Dava Ovid, that they did permit him to sell it if he heard about it when he was ready on the road. Next, says Master, begin with the Gemara and Mincha L'mala. So then already he turned the beds right side up, which appears with his Rav, and the Tesis of the Rav, he explains, the Masafka, he's in doubt, are we talking about Mincha G'dayla, which is a half hour after Chatzos, Mincha G'tano, or is it Mincha G'tano, the Mekayden L'chein, which is before Shabbos, is it 9.5 hours into the day? Now, when we said in the halacha that any yeshiva allowed, but you can't sit on it until it's already Friday night, nearly it seems to me, says Tosfos, the Mekan Samcho, from here people relied on Shalei Lishva Gabikiz Vasafsal, that in general, mourners don't sit on chairs and on benches. Now, Afishin Rai Gemur, although it's not a full fledged proof from over here, because the Shani Mita, obviously a bed is different, since it has to be turned upside down, and to show that he's mourning, so therefore they didn't let them sit, as we're seeing when it's right side up, and we don't find that you have to turn the chairs and benches upside down. So maybe you could say that it's not forbidden to sit on them, but although it's not a bona fide proof, but ultimately the custom is not to sit on any chairs or benches and during the days of the mourning. And one does not bring to the house of the mourner, but in simple baskets. Now, this is not from the halachas of our mesachta of Moed, but it's in between the Mishnah is talking about the laws of Moed. So that says there's a Mishnah, Al-Kochen Nizdira Behepach. Obviously, this Mishnah was turned inside out that really the halachas of Imelichit should be after the laws of the Cholamoid. But so it says, B'Shem calls there, Menabrais del Mala. Maybe this actually, it's not the Mishnah, it's actually a continuation of the previous Brais, which appears with Tayson Behidal El, like Tayson previously explained. Where, but then says it's a wonder because Madul Pishu Gamkan. So why doesn't he explain over here? Like he explained previously that the Alocha of Imalichin was missing from the Mishnah and toward the Braisa, he should say the same thing like he says over there. So Hashem Sefer Rav, maybe the reason why the Rav doesn't say that comment over here is because in his Sefer his Ksuv Megufa Braisa is actually maybe it was written as actually part of the Braisa and therefore the Hotzlach Fashi didn't have to explain it's not part of the Mishnah because he didn't have a gear so that it was Mishnah. Maybe he didn't have in this text at all. This halacha of Emalichin, and therefore he didn't have to explain this part of the Mishnah because he didn't have that. And the proof actually that the Mishnah in front of Teisa Rav didn't have the words Emalichin Beis Abel is because V'chein Mechiach Mitek Pesha Teisa V'Shiparashnim. That regarding the words of Rishayna Hoy Emalichin Beis Abel, so Teisa writes, he says, Le'edana, I don't know. If this that it says originally they used to transport, is that going on mugmo b'samim, on the incense and the fragrant spices that says im avarchem, you don't make the bracha asuya by sinan, but you do bring it, and it be able to bring it. That tastes in doubt that maybe over there we're saying b'rishayin nohi malichin that they how they would bring it, or is it going on the brisa the ktonim avrin that talks about giving the sudas avra. On right on that they should be the Menachem should be on upright beds. And that meal was originally they used to bring it, etc. Like that. Damasnin koi, where it's going on the halacha of the Mishnah. So this is seized, but ultimately from the fact that the Tzadik Rebbe was in doubt, not knowing where it's going on, obviously that he didn't have this explicitly not the Mishnah, not the Brisa, because if he had, he wouldn't have been in doubt. Void more of a kimin shapirish. Since he explains the brisa that his kinnishi yakol malicha mechulum that the answer that everyone should bring in these baskets now omasnitin that says that you don't bring only if it's these baskets it's obviously lacha takana it's obviously taught after that takana so if the halacha the emalicha the base of abu was said in the mishnah so then places wouldn't be in doubt if the brisa of brishayim malicha is going in the mishnah on the brisa because for sure it's going in the mishnah because this halacha is taught in the mishnah that you don't bring but in baskets. In fact, it takes in doubt if it's going in the Braisa of Mugmar on the Mishnah of Sud Sabra. Obviously, I guess they didn't have the words Imalichin El Salam, and that's why he didn't say what he had previously said that to amend the Girsa because he didn't have those words at all in his Mishnah.